federal court has allowed the U.S. administration to continue indefinite detention of American citizens and foreign nationals suspected of links with terrorists. The appeals court in New York lifted a lower court order that blocked the indefinite detention provision of the National Defense Authorization Act. Journalists and activists who had filed the lawsuit against the controversial custody said they're disappointed with the ruling. They say it gives the Obama administration unconstitutional powers to detain anyone suspected of supporting al-Qaeda or the Taliban. The U.S. president has promised not to abuse the privileges to keep American citizens in prison indefinitely. Obama is already under fire from rights activists for breaking his promise to shut down U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay. More than 160 inmates have been held there without charge or trial for years now, only on suspicion of links to terrorists. International lawyer Franklin Lamb joins us now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut, for more on that story. Let's jump right in, Mr. Lamb. What does the lifting of this ban indicate? Why does the noose keep getting tighter for the American public?
Well, it seems that it does. But again, I think a silver lining maybe in this. First of all, the court said that the National Defense Authorization Act does not give the president authority, that there's no language in there for indefinite detention of American citizens. So I know there's a debate over this, and people are upset by this ruling, but it's not the end. I noticed that Chris Hedges said, well, now there's no recourse. There is recourse. There's legislative recourse in the Congress, and there's recourse to the Supreme Court. So I don't think we've heard the end of it. It's not on the surface good news, but I think it may not be as bad and negative as first appears once the discussion begins, the legal discussion, and there are other challenges. Another encouraging aspect, besides the opportunity to go to the Congress, is this whole brouhaha about the eavesdropping. You've seen now in Congress a couple initiatives by senators preparing legislation to curtail that. It is clear that the American people are very upset and up in arms over that spying on the citizens. And I think that this indefinite, quote, detention may be a victim of that public anger once the Congress acts and the public gets a bit more mobilized. So I don't think it's the end of the American civil liberties. On the surface, at quick glance, it doesn't look great. But then when you parse it and get down to it, and again, the challenges that are going to continue, I think it may take on a different light. But there's no question, it's not positive. It would have been good if the court upheld the circuit court upheld the district court, but they didn't do it.
I saw an interesting image of two protesters, or demonstrators rather, holding up a banner that said the National Defense Authorization Act means Guantanamo for everyone. I'd like to get your thoughts on that specific notion. And also, many observers of the situation think that at this rate, down the line, maybe a notion such as civil liberties, human rights, and personal freedoms will be mere platitudes in the near future.
Well, that's certainly a prospect that every American has got to resist. And I think they're in the process of resisting that with this chronic out-of-control eavesdropping. I think we're going to see the pendulum swing back. I think it's an overstatement to say that it subjects every American to Guantanamo. President Obama is under increasing pressure because three times he declared he was going to close it, and he hasn't done it. And his legacy is in danger, and I think he and Attorney General Holder know that, and the Democrats aren't happy because they're going to have to face an election. So I think we frankly may see some changes, but no, I don't think, I do accept that the president has said and the attorney general that we have not come to the state where they're going to start arresting Americans and stick them in Guantanamo. That would be that would cause a revolution, as it should, on the streets of America. But again, it's not a positive sign, and it's going to be up to the public to resist these things and the Congress. And I think there may be a chance that they can. I cannot see the public accepting this eavesdropping that has horrified the world, and it's just the tip of the iceberg. So I'm a little bit optimistic that things will become more balanced.
Thank you very much. International lawyer Mr. Franklin Lam joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.